Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show, and Cherry's having technical difficulties coming into the chat room, guys. If anybody knows how to do the new system and the chat thing, I would love for you guys to call in. I'm probably going to do this announcement in a second too. Let's get the music started and we'll be right back. Technical difficulties everywhere. Paul can't have, don't have audio. So maybe that was a sign. I should have canceled tonight. So Cherry, you there?
I'm still trying, hon.
Yeah, just talk. Don't worry about it. Let's do the show.
I'm trying. Cherry, I'm trying to come in a different way. So give me just a second, hon, and I'm.
Okay, guys, I want to give her one more second. So let me play Buzzback. If anybody know how to get into the chat room fast and can help out Cherry, can you please call in right now at 347-237-5507? I haven't played with this system because of my health. Please. If you will call in and maybe talk to her, I can put you guys in a room where you can talk it out, or we can do it over air because everyone's having issues. So.
I got my buzz back.
gonna hold me down tonight, 'cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. And I'm calling my buddies, it's going down. Bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back and I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, 'cause I'm the pilot of this party flight. And I'm calling my buddies, it's going down. Bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my old friend Jack. I got my buzz back, I got my buzz back. Everybody get your buzz.
Okay, I think Michelle from the Bronx and Cherry's talking in my screening room right now about the issues of her getting into the chat room. So I'm going to let them stay in there for a little bit. Michelle, if that was you and you can get her, you guys wanted me to pick you guys up, please message me in the chat room. Well, guys, if anybody would like to call in, let's start talking. Let's start talking. I want to talk Survivor, but I have no one to talk to. So I think I'm gonna. Man, how's you guys all week this week? I mean, are you guys doing good? I hope everyone's doing it, having a good week. I'm having I'm always having a bad day these days. You guys, whenever you ask me how I'm doing, I pretty much want to say the same as yesterday. But we have to talk Survivor tonight. We have to talk. I want to talk American Idol. Not much to say about it. I do want to bring up some shows, but like you said, I wanted to shows that are not so popular, and shows that that are like that are, you know, like, you know, maybe people I watch them, or that like I haven't heard many people say they watched them. Shark Tank is one of them that comes to my mind. I watch that every Friday night. You know, you just don't get people talking about it in chat rooms. You know, it's not like something that you talk about. So I want to pick up Paul, and well, you know, those guys work on their thing. So, hey Paul.
Hey Ron. What the hell? Did I bring bad luck?
Don't do that. Sherry's just having a hard time getting in, and
well, let me just say this. I have never faced the not getting into the chat room issue, so it's not something that I can readily help or fix without I just don't know. I don't have any tricks, but I understand you wanted to talk some shows and you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pick these guys up. I think they're ready. I'm totally confused. You guys,
it happened.
I just wish I knew the system. I haven't played with the system. Cherry, you okay over there?
I'm trying to come in through IE right now.
Okay, you guys are still working on it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll let you guys get back in there. I thought you guys were... Okay, Paul, start talking.
Which show do you want to talk about?
You pick.
Well, let's go in chronological order. and I'll go with
not the typical ones.
Survivor.
Not a survivor, you know. Pick,
oh.
I want to talk something like that is not always watched.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I do have one I can bring up because I don't watch all the odd ones, but I have watched Real World, I'll say that much. But the one I just watched that I thought, you know what, I don't watch any of those damn housewife things, but I'm watching Mob Wives for sure. Do you know about that one?
What is it?
Mob, like in the Mafia, the Mob Wives.
Well, tell us about it.
Oh, so you haven't seen it. No. It's four Italian women who have direct connections, whether it be by marriage or by birth, to some of the infamous Mafia people that are in jail. And the one, three of them still live in Michelle's going to have to help me out, in Staten Island, that's where they went back, at any rate. And then one is the daughter of I'm not going to remember their names now, Gamboni or something, who ratted out on a whole bunch of Mafia people and sent them to jail. And his daughter decides that she's going to write a book and moves back to Staten Island to hook up with these old friends who, one of them at least, said her father, when he went in, said, "You never can talk to her again," type of thing. It's very volatile. It's very, you know, what was the HBO show with the Mafia from New Jersey? You know which I'm talking about?
Sopranos?
Sopranos, thank you. It's kind of like The Sopranos, but just with women. They only had their first show. I think their second one is coming up, but it's on VH1, and it just looks like it's going to be good.
Well, that's cool. Michelle, I got Michelle, are you helping Cherry still, or are you ready to be picked up? Please don't let me inform me yes or no. Oh, Paul, I'm having a hard time breathing.
You're doing a juggling act right now, is it?
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to. The show has screwed up because never mind.
Well,
I was going to cancel. I'm not feeling good.
Oh.
And this is pissing me off because I wanted to talk Survivor, why I kept the show going. But it's hard to talk Survivor with just us two. And we have no guests today. And I can't take breaths. It's not that. I'm relaxed. It's just, never mind.
Everybody,
you guys don't understand.
Well, we're trying to.
No, I want to talk Survivor.
Okay.
And I want Cherry just to give up on this. But I think this is why I'm trying to talk to Michelle to see if Michelle, but she's not responding back to me either in the chat room. And I feel like this show, you know, Ben is supposed to have been here now by now too. He was going to pop in. And so I'm sorry tonight. We're not, I've had a long week. Tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment. And
go ahead and pick Michelle up.
I just think Ms. Cherry can just screw the chat room tonight. Yes. Are you both ready?
I am ready.
I'm Michelle.
Were you able
Paul,
to talk to her?
You?
Were you able to talk back and forth to her?
Yes, I was capable of communicating with Cherry. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Do you think you fixed it?
No. I gave her I told her to restore it back to yesterday to see if it's a glitch problem on her end or not. If it worked yesterday, then she should be able to restore it back to yesterday and it should work. If it's not with her computer, then it's a website computer something. But I'm in it. There's a bunch of people that are in it, so it's definitely got to be working.
Cherry, just give up, please. I can't have you playing around with your chat room no more. You hear me?
It takes like not even a couple minutes to restore, so she should be good.
But I mean, okay, let's.
Michelle, let's talk.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about, and I'm sorry for those that didn't watch it, but how sucky Fair Play was on Dr. Phil today.
Wait, he was on Dr. Phil?
He was like bringing up how he was the villain and, like, you know, he's having issues with his wife and he's got this bad boy reputation, but he turns out to be a big old mama's boy.
Well,
and they're on there for therapy.
Michelle, I saw that listed and I quickly set it up to record but haven't watched it yet. But
I'm so sorry.
No. I'm fine.
Okay.
No, I want to hear more about it.
I do
so
too.
So why was she on? Why was he on?
Okay,
I mean, was
so
he...
It was Dr. Phil was just having like these couples that are reality couples and, you know,
yeah,
they have issues.
Yeah,
who are the couples?
They had couples, marital type of issues, and he started, it was like reality stars that, you know, they put on when they're on these shows a certain, you know, character or whatever, but they still have to live their lives behind the, you know, when the cameras are off, and they do have their problems. And he started off with the monkeys.
Davy Jones
and his young wife, and they talked, and I listened to that, and then Fair Play and his wife, I think her name was Michelle, were up next. I didn't watch that, and I don't know who the final couple were, but it was basically him counseling couples.
Michelle, who?
Marital problems.
Riken, he was one of the men who won the Amazing Race. He was his partner and him won the Amazing Race. And then he branched out and went and did the A-List New York. It's on Logo. Very good looking guy.
I'm trying to remember who he is.
Oh, if you remember who he is, you would probably remember him for his body.
Me?
He is a very, very good looking man.
Yeah,
so
but,
there's no doubt that, you know, if you would remember who he is. I mean, he wound up doing modeling and everything else.
Sorry.
I'm just saying in general, like, you would remember that he is, like, really, really, really good looking.
Okay. I might have to try to find this one.
Yeah, Riken. I can't remember Riken's ex-lover's name because he's not with him anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I remember that name.
So that was
cool.
The third one. So anyway, Fair Play. Oh my God, Fair Play was a mess. Even Dr. Phil told him that he to go and get a haircut.
Really?
Yeah, at the end. I mean, I think it was almost like a whole filler show. It was like, well, we have nothing else to do this week. Let's do this throwaway. And they just put a bunch of, you know, people on there and said, yeah, we'll give you advice how to stop bickering. He called them the Bickersomes. That's what Dr. Phil referred them to. Are you guys the Bickersomes?
You know what's so funny about it? Is I wonder, did he talk about throwing up on Michelle's?
I was thinking about that too, Rod.
No, it was all petty stuff.
So
she didn't vacuum when he put the vacuum.
Ron, I have to ask you, Ron, because you were out there. Isn't it true that she was there too, his wife?
Not that.
In Vegas?
Nope. He was with some other girl.
Oh,
Miss
really?
Drunken girl.
So even though he's married to this Michelle, he's still a womanizer that
they are a very open marriage, I believe.
Okay.
She was on a call because she did America's Next Top Model or something.
Right,
so
right.
Model.
That's what they said, too. I remember that.
I'm shocked that Christopher Knight and Adrienne Curry.
Well, that would have been perfect.
Well, they're not. They've already had their VH1 show or whatever it was. And I'm sure that Dr. Phil probably had, like, some guest appearances with them as it was. And I can almost even say I bet you they were already on Dr. Phil. This whole show was, like, really funny because it didn't make any sense in a Dr. Phil way.
Right. So I was curious, just on a side note, because I keep forgetting to ask you, Ron, but did you ever get a chance to watch?
No.
Okay, thanks. That's fine. I'm just checking in.
Paul, I'll tell you when I watch it, okay?
Thanks. That helps.
Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not watching much of anything these days.
I understand.
Online, because I can't sit at the computer unless it's, I have my moments of breaks, and then, okay, I really wanted Cherry to be here when we talked to Survivor, and she's not talking to us. So,
I'm here.
So
hi, Cherry.
Hi, Paul, how are you?
Fine.
So have you got anything fixed?
I am not in the chat room, but I'm here with you on air, on the line.
It's okay. Michelle is in the chat room. Maybe Michelle can help us kind of moderate it, and Paul is too. So if somebody says something really out of ranges, we'll keep Michelle in.
Oh,
Paul,
boy.
What? But you know what, guys? I want to say this. We're going to do this. We're going to go right to Survivor.
Okay.
Because I'm ready.
All right. I'm ready. Bring on the pink bloomers.
Was that
I hope
not,
he never finds them.
Was that not the meanest thing ever done?
No, because Holly did it to What's-His-Face's $1,600 alligator shoes, so I thought it was just as funny the first time around.
I disagree. You know why? Because you're making the guy go around in his underwear, and he can't even not wash them.
That didn't stop Richard Hatch.
Well,
and I know that nobody wants to hear me saying to have Phil let loose whatever he's got hiding that's slowly going to fall out, but trust me. He can wrap things around himself.
It is kind of a low blow for anybody to do that, whether, because they really, their clothing and their food are, like, huge in that atmosphere. But given that they were only three people from that tribe, if they could piss somebody off, push him over the edge enough that his tribe said, we've had enough, let's get him out, I think it was probably a good move.
Right. Right,
yeah,
it's all about pushing buttons.
What do you think, Cherry?
I hope that maybe they get infested with sand fleas and then he finds them.
Well, I'm sure one of the guys are going to give him some clothes, so I'm sure it's not going to be,
You guys are mean, I'm sorry.
Well, you got to be mean once in a while.
No,
it's
but I don't see nothing wrong with the guy, personally.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're sicker than I thought you were, Ron.
Why?
He's definitely got, the wackiness to keep you intrigued to see what other craziness is going to come out. We all like to watch
Wait. I don't want no racist smarks in here.
I was definitely throwing that up, but the first thing I threw out in the direction of that was a feather. It just fell out of the air, so I figured I'd throw it the frig back up.
Threw up?
I can't believe you just said a racist mark like
that's
that.
That's me, yeah, that's all me, yeah.
God, that was...
Okay, what was that? I understood where... Personally, guys, I want to defend the guy. I think maybe Steven wasn't using it as a racial slur, but it's funny how you automatically, because we all have called him, many have called him crazy, and how many people would have called maybe a white guy doing some of the stuff that he did not crazy if you were white?
No. It has nothing to do with either one. He's an absolute lunatic. I would say it then, I'd say it now. Absolutely. Especially because he went off and just went from one thing to the other. Did you see the behind the scenes with Rob?
No.
What, on the internet or something?
On CBS. I went and I looked, and Rob set Philip up completely for the race wars, which then led to the race wars. Rob told him, he was like, oh, that's not right. You should just go over there and just ask to put our rice in there, because it was just a little bit getting, moldy or something like that. And then Philip said, oh, good idea, and he dumped all the rice on the blanket, and Rob is like in his head, which he's telling us in the confessionary, is that, you know, oh, well, I didn't mean for him to go ahead and do that, you know, but it's okay. They don't share with us. We don't share our tarp with them. We don't share our bunk with them. We don't share this with them, so I don't blame them. If it was me, I wouldn't share my rice either, but I just let Philip go ahead and tell him that we're one tribe, and that's what happened. So Rob set him completely up.
Rob is the man this season. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you don't have to apologize for that. He is brilliant. I agree.
I think Philip will stay around to the end.
That's why when they were editing it to make it sound like they were going to turn on him, I thought, no, you can't do that. Rob wants him around because knows nobody's gonna vote for him.
Right.
Well, and the two girls, I think, realize it now, too.
Rob even said, you know, one man shouldn't have this much power on an island, but I'm glad I do.
Yep.
So, you know, he knows he's sitting pretty right now, and he's pretty proud of it.
I need to go back 1 week ago when, and I wish I could record it, but there was a diary room confessional moment with Philip.
Wait, is there really a diary room out there?
I never know what to call him.
A confessional, like a tree stand.
Anyway, one of those moments where they were just, where Philip was just talking to the camera. Not this past show, but I think a week ago, and he made total sense. He was very coherent in all the words he was saying, and I thought, oh, my God, is everything else that he's doing and they're showing just a big put-on, his craziness, his weirdness? And if it is, then he is also playing a phenomenal mind game.
Right.
But I remember watching, and I can't remember what he was talking about a week back. And I thought, wow, it's like the guy just, his medication kicked in, and he's talking pure, you know, total sense. He's very, you know, logical, coherent, not talking anything crazy. And it was just that one moment, but every other moment that I've seen him on that show, it's just like, huh? What the hell is he talking about?
What do you think, Cherry?
I think Rob probably will keep Phil around for a while. I honestly do. I think Rob is going to keep him around for as long as he's getting under everybody else's skin and keeping the spotlight off of Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key thing is, also the key thing to the keeping Philip around is that he takes all the pressure off of Rob.
Right.
And I think the girls kept him around for the same reason. I noticed, like, they were wanting to vote him off. I thought they were going to be the flippers. And I think they decided, nah, let's keep him. You know?
And it wouldn't surprise me that behind the scenes, Rob went to the girls, yeah, I know he's driving you guys crazy, but he's a perfect patsy or whatever term you want to use for, you know, for to keep him here because he'll take the heat off of us other people. Because they were visibly in the editing, the girls were like, we're so over this guy.
Okay, yep. Do you think their plan was to vote off Steven and they went to Julie, because of the shorts?
I thought that at first.
Because Rob looked over to the girls and kind of gave them the nod.
Oh, really? At Tribal?
Yeah.
Ah. I don't know.
What do you think, Michelle?
I thought it at first. And, you know, the way that I think that, you know, Julie did definitely, you know, shoot herself in the foot by saying that she took it. I think that Steven was on the way out.
Yeah, if she would have shut up, they would never have voted her off.
And could it be their way of saying, Philip, I know you're pissed at Julie, we're going to support you on this one and team, you know, agree with you and kick her out instead or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Team Unity. Are you?
No, it's the right thing.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
What?
No, Jess just popped into the chat room. So.
Hey, Jess.
Jess.
Is anybody talking about Survivor? Anybody, you guys see anything that they want to chime in on?
Well, there's opinions that basically Philip is good TV and that CBS probably, you know, wants somebody like that to stay in.
Cupcake made me laugh, sorry. You see what she said, Paul?
And John.
I miss Jess, me, Suze.
Jess says, hi, Ronbo.
I see it. I can read kind of, but
okay.
I don't pay attention.
Cupcake says there should be a prerequisite to being cast on Survivor. You must have watched at least one season of Survivor.
Yeah.
I say that they should be forced to watch one season of Big Brother before they go on Survivor to know how good they have it.
Yeah. How do you know any of the background of what they're doing now for Redemption Island with the threesomes? Like when
they played each other.
No, but as it goes forward, are they going to keep having three people competing every duel?
What I see them happening is they will compete to about the final five or final six, and when the sixth person come out there, one will go back out. Whoever wins the. And yes,
right,
I think they will keep three.
If you've got three on Redemption and three that aren't on Redemption for a total of six, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I'm not sure how it's going to go. I really don't know how Matt is keeping his sanity, to be honest with you, poor kid.
He's praying a lot. A lot of the behind the scene videos, secret clips and stuff, he's praying. He definitely said it was an emotional roller coaster this time, and I'm glad I watched these videos. But he's like, you know, he's basically putting himself into the Lord's hands and saying, you know, I'll do whatever, you know, I just want to stay. You know, if it's
this point, all of the time, the TV time that Matt is getting, I'm starting to believe that he is going to be coming
mm-hmm.
back again.
Mm-hmm. I don't see how they're going to be able to incorporate somebody in that's not already going to have guaranteed votes from the people that have got defeated by him in Redemption Island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's only got one on the jury now, it's David, that he...
But so
right
did
now.
Mike beat him, too.
Right, and the only thing that's I'm thinking, like, you know, the longer that person stays in Redemption Island, the more votes that they have, because now they go into the jury.
Yeah. I think I get you what you're saying.
Excuse me?
I get what you're saying, yeah, I agree.
Right. I think that they should have ended the whole Redemption Island when they did the merge and then have, you know, a couple of good weeks of hardcore play.
I thought it was odd to have a duel with three people.
No.
Yeah.
I
really wasn't even sure until it was over with that they, you know, okay, two of you after you get it up to 8 feet, I thought, okay, then they're going to have a second one, you know?
You know the one thing they haven't done much of, though? Award challenges.
They merged them together.
Individual.
When
they were still split tribes, the immunity.
No, I mean, I'm talking about since the merge. Like, we didn't have one yesterday.
That's true.
I thought they would have gave Rob something, you know, even if it was, you know, some kind of, you know, like $10,000 or a new car or...
Now, they always dangle something like that out there, don't they?
Like a trip.
Yep.
You know, to an airport, and then to bring two other people with them.
I'm sure they'll bring that out. I'm sure Sears will be flying out their little helo for them.
Yeah, we talked to Eric about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, well, you got anything to say about Survivor?
I saw Jeff Probst saying that the reason they weren't doing a lot of water challenges is because apparently the ocean out there was quite brisk while they were recording out there, and it was a little dangerous for them to be doing challenges in the water, so they were doing mostly land challenges. So I thought that was a little interesting.
Undertow that could drag him and drown.
Correct. Yeah, he was tweeting, and someone asked him that question, why weren't they doing more water challenges?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to watch all those puzzles go down week after week after week after week.
Yeah, when there's all that ocean around.
Why didn't they build a swimming pool or go to like a, you know, because haven't they done like a pool type deal?
They built one in one of the other previous seasons where they couldn't go in the water. Maybe it was just too much production-wise. Maybe they underestimated it and didn't have all the materials they needed to incorporate that.
Or maybe, could they go into, like, one of the springs?
They were busy building that
the
Redemption Island area where they could do their duels and things and didn't think about building a water
challenge
area.
Right.
So who have any of you done the live tweeting sessions with Probst?
I
had in a couple of times.
What are they like, Ron?
I mean, Cherokee, tell them better. Cherokee, go ahead and talk.
I do almost every week. It's fun to be on Twitter with him during the episodes of Survivor. He actually puts a lot of good information out there. And
no, what I'm getting at, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I'm getting at is it the type of thing where we're watching a particular competition and he makes comments about it, or we watched a you know, fight going on and he makes comments about it, or a tribal.
Yeah, he'll make comments about it. He'll say, "Oh, watch this. This is gonna, you know."
A little background, maybe.
Yeah, he'll give you a little background about something, or he'll say, you know, something coming up is going to be particularly interesting, or he'll give you a little bit of background about some of the set, or what's about, you know, to happen. Or he gives you a lot of good information. It's really added a new dimension to watching Survivor. I've really enjoyed his tweets. It's really been a lot of fun.
Too. I have too, but there was a time that my eyes have been so bad lately that I just haven't had a chance to get on Twitter to do it. You know, I'm not tweeting much.
Is he able to, I bet he just gets flooded by people sending him questions, or does he respond to anybody, or does
he answers a number of questions. You would be surprised at the number of tweets he puts out in one episode of Survivor. He does answer a lot of questions. He picks them at random because I asked him, or I actually saw him answer one question, how do you choose the questions that you answer? And he said he just picks them randomly. So it's by no particular order or by question. It's just he just sort of picks and chooses randomly which questions he's going to grab and answer. And but he tweets constantly through the entire show. And it's you have to really kind of learn to watch Twitter and watch the show at the same time, because he's constantly tweeting through the entire show. And he puts a lot of good information out there. He answers a lot of questions. So you have to really watch Twitter and watch the show at the same time. Sometimes you have to back up and catch up and...
Hello?
It's pretty interesting to do, though.
Sherry?
Hello?
Paul, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Oh, no, I was saying in the chat room, Night Owl, Sherry says that he even asks the people that are following him on Twitter their opinions. So it sounds interesting.
It's a lot of fun to do. He's really...
It is.
He's given it his all. I thought when they said he tweets, I thought there would be like maybe 4 tweets per episode, you know, maybe, you know, just little ambiguous things here and there, you know. But he tweets tons of stuff.
And he repeats it for the West Coast broadcast?
Yes.
He does.
Wow.
A whole different chat, too.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm almost picturing him sitting there and having a secretary or some assistant type in
they
the
have,
stuff.
Yeah, the rumor is that to be true.
Wow, really?
But that's
There's
the rumor.
No Santa Claus?
I don't think it's true, though.
Well,
I
thought he did it on his own because
he does
everything else.
Actually, he could be dictating. It's his words, but somebody... that's a faster typer, you know.
One of my favorite tweets that I saw him do was somebody made mention of his man, what do you call that, his... I forget how they worded it now, his man crush on Rob.
Okay.
And he said, they said, he said, they asked him how he's dealing with his man crush on Rob, and he said, there's medicine for that. That's how he responded to it.
It's called a couple
so
of
he has
beers
a good sense
slap.
Of humor. I couldn't think of the word man crush. I couldn't think of how they worded it.
Cherry, you know better than to leave me hanging out there with all sorts of things that
I know.
Apply.
I couldn't leave you hanging for too long. I couldn't think of the word crush, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, she's going to say something I don't want her to say.
I behaved.
Hey, guys. Are we done with Survivor? Can we go to American Idol for a second?
Sure.
Kabam!
What?
I said kabam.
Okay. I think, in my opinion, I'm going to say this in my opinion, there's three people that will need to go, and one tonight went, and the other two can go whenever they, you know, they should go next, Jacob and Haley. Even though Haley is not that bad, in my opinion, but Haley's probably the week three. But I don't know who to pick out of James, Casey, Laura, and Scotty. But those are the best four.
I have to disagree now. I probably would have agreed a while back, but Haley, to me, is really coming on strong and is showing great talent. And she has just been pegged in the bottom for too long. I think that she is better than some of those guys right now.
That's what I said. Did you not hear me? I said that, Paul. I said, Paul, I like Haley now, but I just don't think she's going to be able to break the four of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you think, Michelle?
I think...
By Haley.
I think that Haley is one sexy, hot vocalist. I think that she has a following, and I think that they're going to start emerging more and more towards her and saying, you know what, we're not going to stand behind the curtain and vote for her. We're going to be out in the open, and that will get her a little bit more votes. I think she's really strong. Her singing an Adele song tonight, last night, was a great pick. And she really is appealing to watch. It's not like you get tired of her. Because even though you might not like her vocally, she still has a lot that she does. Like yesterday, yes, she did just sit there for a little while, but then she got up. But, you know, she has a little bit more that she can bring performance-wise. You know, whether America gets it or not is another whole thing. It's a bunch of teeny boppers that are voting. It's not
Cherry, what do you think?
I don't know if America is going to vote for her as much as some of the others. I like Haley, but I don't know if she's going to have the votes. I know she's been in the bottom three, you know, a few times already, and I don't know if she's going to gather the votes to stay and hang with the top contenders. You know, she's got a great voice. I like her. But I don't know if she's going to have the votes just to hang with the top contenders or not.
All right. I have
And Paul,
to,
what do
I
you think
to,
about Haley? Well, you already to, kind of mentioned yep. it.
Huh?
You kind of started out the Haley talk.
I have to tell you that I put a lot of time and work and effort into my YouTube videos. And I've started to get a pretty good following, and I get quite a number of views. And the people leaving comments... And the number of people that view Haley's videos are way above anybody else. They make the most loving, positive comments towards her. And so there is, from my little world of my YouTubes, a strong following and faithful following for her. Whether it's enough or not, I don't know. I really liked, and I'm not a big country guy, but I really liked Scotty early on, and there's a few people who have mentioned in the chat room as well before I had a chance to make this comment. He is getting old to me now. I really don't get as excited to hear him as I do some of the others.
Hmm.
And that surprises me because he would have been, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, he would have been, you know, somebody I would see in the final three type of thing.
I can see you saying that after the performance that he gave yesterday. I didn't care for the song that he sang yesterday, and I hope that he can make a comeback. I like Scotty, so I'm hoping he can come back and regain his following, and he's got a lot of voters out there. I don't know. We'll see.
What's the difference? Sorry.
Wait, let me say this.
Go ahead.
Sue says Scotty reminds her of the Mad Magazine guy.
He reminds me of a young George Bush. He's got that George Bush face.
It's Howdy Doody. That's what he's
You know what is starting to get to me, and it was so funny when they had all their fellow contestants talk about each other in last night's that mm-hmm. microphone thing and his tilt of his head. And you put one finger with one hand on your mic and all that type. It looks like you're playing the flute.
What do you think about Casey kissing Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, that was... we talk about strategy for reality games like Survivor. That was a great move.
And another subject was, what the fuck did Steven Tyler say?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He said you were fucking good.
And
no, he did more
than
fucking good. Because he got beat a long time.
He said fuck a couple of times. I just watched it probably about 3 hours ago, tops.
But anyways, it was interesting.
The difference, if you don't mind me asking, between the way Casey sings and growls and Haley sings and growls? Why can't they have the same amount of fan base? Why does it have to be, you know, like, it's okay when Casey does it, but, like, you know, when Haley's doing it, it's not good? Ron?
I'm pondering.
Okay.
Now, have any of you heard, I get a
lot
of...
What about you, Jerry? You got an answer for that?
I don't. I think they're both talented. Casey can play a lot of instruments along with his growling. but I don't think there's a lot of difference. I think they're both talented. We'll see how far it goes.
From
what do you think
comments,
about them? Go ahead. Sorry, Paul.
No, from the comments on Haley's videos, there's a lot of people believing that she and Casey are an item. Have any of you heard this to be a fact?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering if they are. Maybe they're mimicking each other's styles. I don't know.
No. No, she's got a very well developed growl.
I really don't know what you're talking about by growl.
I can more understand it in Casey, but I don't use it the way Haley does it. I don't think of it as a growl. But no, it's Ron. It's when Casey grits his teeth.
He goes, "Ah!"
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe I guess I don't listen to it close enough.
In fact, that was one thing that they said to him when they gave him the save, and the judges piped in and told them, you know, gave him tips on, you know, the weeks coming up and his performances. And I think it was Jennifer said, you know, you don't have to do the growling anymore. I mean, she actually, somebody, one of the judges at least.
Oh, I
sure.
think I did hear that. Remember that. I remember that.
It's a gritty, you know, almost a word, but not really, can't get it all the way out. So that's the noise that
they're
making.
He uses his voice much like any, you know, jazz singer might in mimicking instruments when he's singing. And it's like the scat And it's he did with his guitar in his performance last night. He started playing near the end of his song a little lick on his guitar, and he was vocalizing what he was playing on his guitar. And I love that talent. That is not an easy thing to do. And that is kind of the scat. And Haley does a little bit of that as well, or at least they did in that duet. And holy crap, do I get a lot of hits on that duet.
They did an awesome, awesome job of that. That was incredible. I give them props on that song.
I still think
did.
James is... No, I think James might win this thing this year.
He might. He very well might.
He knows... Ron, his... I didn't realize it was all his vision on what kind of a show he puts on, and he comes up with all these production numbers, but he certainly has a talent in setting up his whole production. And I think that is an amazing thing that he's able to do. Kind of like Lambert used to do.
Yeah, I just think, I can't compare him to him. I think he's 100% better.
But I mean, it's setting up the pyrotechnics and having the drum corps come out, and all these things are apparently his ideas. And I saw Lambert do stage productions like that as well. Aside from their vocal, differences.
Because I just think he's probably the best vocalist up there. And even though he screams, but he doesn't scream.
To be honest with you, I think one of the best vocalists, and I was fine with him leaving tonight, was probably Stefano.
Yeah, but he should join a boy band.
I agree, but I'm saying he was always on key, and he had the most control of his voice. I think Haley may be the next person that has the vocal skills. But there's more to it than just that, obviously. There is the production. There is how they carry themselves on stage,
What were you going to say, Cherry?
I don't think I was.
She's having a senior moment.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something about James. What do you think about James?
I think that James, he definitely, music-wise, I can see why you like him more. He's not as much as the glam performer, Broadway-ish, a little off-Broadway-ish that Adam was. And I see you relating a little bit more with James because he just does it, knows what he wants to do, and, they can't waver him, at all. How much of that is he going to be able to bring into current pop? He showed by last night doing the Muse, which is one of my favorite groups, and I really enjoyed the way he did it, except I think that he was just a little over the top with the scream. Like, if he just would have did it just once, and then said, because he really had some really beautiful notes inside of all of that. Right before he hit the high scream, there was like one whole like little run that he did, and it was really, really nice. And I actually was like, wow. But
do you think he feels like they expect him to do that every song, and that's why he does it?
I think that he just wants to. I think that he showed control once or twice where he didn't scream. He has the control. He really does have the control. He just has to really, I'm sure it's just so much adrenaline running through, but they keep saying, he's hitting the notes. And on my television, I have surround sound, and I still don't think that he sounds as strong as I think he should. So maybe it's the audio that's coming through and the way that they're, that they're downplaying the audio as opposed to being in there. Because they say it's like a live, it is definitely, a complete soundstage, blah, blah, blah. And, sometimes you can't even hear what they're singing. You hear everything else. And so I don't know if that's throwing it off, if they hear these great notes, or when they go back and look and they're like, oh, we said it was a great note, but we might have made a mistake, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this one. You know, I just the screaming. If he would just bring it down to one location in the song, and we know he can hit it, you know, we're good. He would go a lot further, I think.
Guys, Cherry, did you have anything to say about James?
No, I just think that he very well may have a lot of the young audience out there who is a big voting portion of the show, and I think he very well may take the show. He's good, and I give him props because he has overcome the Tourette syndrome, and he is very talented, and when he sings, he does put himself totally into the song, and you don't notice the Tourette's one iota, and I think this is really good for him, and I give him all the props in the world for having the nerve and the guts to go up there and get in front of everybody and do what he's doing, and he's doing it so good. And to go up there and tell people of their caliber, no, I want to do it my way. I want to do my songs. I know what I'm good at. And he's doing it his way, and he's doing it so good. So I give him props. And if he wins it, I say good for him.
Okay, guys. I'm going to have to cut down the show now. Thank you for calling in, Michelle and Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me, guys.
While Cherry was having some technical difficulties, tomorrow I go see the doctor. We'll probably update the care bridge. I'll update my Facebook real quick if anything bad, you know, is told, or if something positive happens.
There you go.
I'm going to get with Blog Talk and see if I can figure out what's going on with our chat screen, and hopefully we can get me and the other people who have been having problems accessing our chat back into the chat room.
You can always go listen to it. I know Cherry can't, at my webpage, www.theradrealityshow.com. So good night, y'all. I have to let this go now.
Night, Ron.
Or,
night. Good night, Paul. Good night, Sherry. Good night, Ron. Good night, chat room.
Night, Ron. Good night, everybody out in the chat room. I missed you guys. Bye, podcasters. Bye.